There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. I sat in the two-story house painted a bright white, surrounded by Bud and Carol Lather's hungry crew and happy grandchildren. We were at Shark Cove in Uganic Bay. Most West Side SetNet site owners began their career as crew. This wasn't the case for Bud and Carol. Bud spent 20 years in the Coast Guard and came to retirement age in Kodiak. He was young, and so was his family, and he and Carol were looking for something new to do.
I wasn't into a boat, that's for sure. So it was like, I thought that there would be a job to do in the summertime, but I didn't want to be leaving my family. Done enough of that in the Coast Guard.
At the time, Bud was teaching small engine repair at the college, and through his SetNetter students, he learned that a man named Gary Q was looking to sell Shark Cove.
He and I flew out here with Steve Harvey. Spent the better part of a day, walked around and looked at the place and checked the nets, all the gear. Well, it was winter time. I'm thinking it was probably February. You know, there was a lot of snow on the ground. The cabin had snow all around it. It looked like a tumble down shack almost to me. You know, things really looked bad in the winter time. Window here was, there was just a blanket hanging in front of it. It had been busted out and never been fixed.
Bud saw it as an old shack. Well, it was actually a building taken from the old herring plant in the northeast arm of Uganic, located around the bend from Shark Cove.
And the old herring plant down there had some buildings that were falling down or were still usable. And so they went down there with a chainsaw, basically, and cut the walls out of the cook shack and tore the roof off and floated it up here in like 20-foot chunks on a old wooden skiff and put some pilings up in the ground. And so it wasn't very real enticing at the moment.
After all, even though Bud knew all about boats and engines, he hadn't SetNet before. Perhaps surprisingly, he learned the basics from a book.
DeWitt and Wanda Fields were members of our church there in town, so we knew them and their operation down here. Wanda was talking to me one day, church, I guess, and she says, oh, well, Weston has a book on SetNet. If you're interested, you could read the book and you could get an idea what it's all about. So I think the book helped me a lot before I really made the decision.
So Bud and Carol decided to give it a go. They bought the site and the shack, and by the end of their first season, their teenage daughters were picking the nets all alone. Now, almost 30 years later, their daughter Wendy and her husband own a site across the way called Toshwalk. 5 grandchildren assist in the family operation. And this retired Coastie is a satisfied and seasoned SetNetter. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.